Ah, yes, a very good morning to you. Time to shine on this Thursday morning. There is a fair bit happening. Oh, and a lot has happened in the last 24 hours. We're broadcasting through 1170 SEN here in Sydney, SEN Track on the Central Coast and the Illawarra through 90.3 FM in Griffith. And to those listening anywhere around the country or indeed the world on the SEN app, it is great to have your company. We are here for Brighton's Lawyers, the lawyers protecting your future. You can call Brighton's Lawyers on 1800 848 848 or visit brightons.com.au. We're also here for card.gift, Australia's one-stop gift card shop. You should check out their website if you need end-of-financial year gift cards, card.gift. And we've also got a $50 FPOST gift card to give away every single day on the show, thanks to card.gift. You can also follow the show on Twitter at VossieBrandySEN. And remember, you'll never miss any of the show if you subscribe to the Breakfast Show podcasts. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. You won't want to miss today's show. We've got Nathan Cleary coming on the program. We've got Paige Hadley from the New South Wales Swifts. We've got Wally the Stat Man. We've got Michael Carayannis. We've got our footy tips to lock in. And, of course, we have your input on the McDonald Jones Open Line 1300 01 1170. You can text us 0457 736 736. I think a lot of our discussion this morning may be about the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. But, first of all, I do a checklist with Brandy, who's back on deck this morning. Brandy, just want to check in. Have you got monkeypox? No? Clear of monkeypox? Good morning.
Morning, Vossie. I thought you were going to rattle off a few more exotic diseases.
Just monkeypox, yes right. or no?
That's a no. No, why?
That's a negative.
I missed the leadership group meeting this morning, but can you just explain that to me?
Monkeypox is taking off around the world at the moment.
I've heard about magic round flu close to home.
Have you got magic round flu? A lot of people came back from magic round with this strain of the flu.
Yeah, I'm sitting next to a young man who attended magic round. He's sniffling at the moment. He's coughed a few times. Yeah. So if I come down with it tomorrow, Andrew, if I'm off the air, magic round flu is going around. You just said there's so much has happened in the last 24 hours, and you mentioned the Prime Minister. That's the biggest thing. Speaking of big,
it's the best ever.
He looked like a giant amongst so his teammate, that 7-year-old boy from Devonport, looks to cross the soccer ball, the football, centre field. ScoMo misreads it, mistimes it. The ball doesn't actually get to him, but he's still lining up the kick. He actually, if you watch the video closely, he stubs his toe on the ground, and that's when the tumble happened. He squashed that poor 6-year-old.
But was it inside shoulder or outside shoulder, Brandy? Did you watch it? Did you break it down close enough? Was he the lead runner? Did he have eyes for the defender only?
I thought there was a raised forearm. I thought there was a raised forearm. And I thought the contact on the young bloke's head, the 6-year-old, I thought it was forceful and intentional.
Reckless or careless?
It's reckless.
So intentional.
Intentional. So there was some intent there.
We're referring it straight to the judiciary then, are we?
Straight to the judiciary. It was clumsy too. It was clumsy. Yeah. It was reckless. What was your first thought when you saw him crash to the ground and squash that poor 6-year-old?
Funniest thing I've ever seen.
John Howard came to mind.
It beats them all. It beats them all. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I wet myself, to be quite honest. Now, we've put together a package, and obviously we need our help from our listeners because we will have a bit of fun with it. I mean, what is the charge? You can play bunker review on Scott Morrison. Also, from a football sense, what is his nickname? Is it the Bulldozer, which he now has that tag through the campaign?
Well, he's a Sharks fan. It was a little bit. Sifa Talakai can hold his feet. He doesn't hit the ground as like ScoMo did, like the tree falling. But Bulldozer, that's a term that you use for someone like Talakai, or it does some damage to the defender.
But he referred to himself as the Bulldozer earlier in the campaign, so it's sort of then rather a self-fulfilling prophecy. A couple of days out from the election, he takes out a kid. We have put together the commentary. We can listen to this on radio, and just you've all seen the vision, so picture it in your head what goes on. Here is the commentary provided by Matt Russell and Steve Roach.
The in goal, catching on the full back to the 20. Oh. Look at this. Oh, there's a collision.
It's like he just changes his mind there. Wooshka. Is that a tooth? Did you see that fly out?
I did.
What?
He sent him off.
Turn it.
So that's exclusive commentary, Brandy, but that was on Fox, and I switched across to Channel 9 to hear how their commentators viewed the incident, and I have some exclusive audio being played for the first time of what Gus Gould, how he viewed the tackle by Scott Morrison.
It's just a momentum tackle, that's all. You got one man running really hard at the other man. He gets down low where you want him to tackle. It's a little bit of a flip, but to be sent off for that, when there's absolutely no injury to the other player, I find that extraordinary.
So there you go. Differing opinions there, Brandy, across the networks on the
how different
Scott
can
Morrison
they be?
Tackle.
Gus said just a momentum tackle. So ScoMo, nothing to answer. Not even a fine.
Nah, just momentum tackle, according to Gus. So, talk back topics. Give ScoMo a nickname, if you go better than the Bulldozer. Player he's most like. Scott/Victor the Inflictor Morrison, is it? Player from the past? Yeah, if that was Jack Hetherington, people are saying, you know, there's no way he'd be standing up for the election on Saturday. How many weeks should the judiciary give, and what is the charge? Do you want to get inventive with the charge for our Prime Minister? Just a question, Brandy, and I saw this from Andrew Clonell, and I quite like Andrew Clonell's work. He did actually ask the question, so why was the Prime Minister playing a kid's soccer game a couple of days out from the election? Like, what is the bleeding point of that? Like, well, this is the race for the Prime Ministership of Australia. Mm. It's not the council elections. He's out there in shirt and tie, his work shoes, and he's playing a game of soccer with what were they, under eights or something?
Under eights with 7-year-old kids.
What's to gain there?
What's he hoping that people look at it and go, wow, what a great bloke? I've got no idea. I can't explain it. Do you, like, when you go for a walk along the park, you see a group of kids playing, you just jump into it? You jump into the game? Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on the Gold Coast, it gets the name you get at schoolies. You're a toolie, but I'm just saying this is a different category here. If and we don't talk much politics here, but I am interested just to garner some reaction from listeners. If you are a swinging voter listening, did that have impact yesterday in the positive or the negative? What a good bloke playing football. Or you're the swinging voter. Boy, oh boy, he's a danger to mankind.
Do his advisors go, Scott, I think, why don't you jump in there too? Just undo the top button, get in there. Look, it'll make you look good. And when he's picking, dragging himself up off the ground, he's going, yeah, that's a great effing idea, that, isn't it? Hey?
And what's the advisor saying? Oh, boy.
Oops. In hindsight, probably not the best idea. ScoMo, the advisors are still paying for it at the moment, I reckon.
So the kid's okay. Now, we won't be labouring it all morning, but his name is Luca Favet. So the young fella smashed in the tackle. He's okay. And Scott Morrison reached out to him, but... Yes,
so the extent of the injury plays no part in what sort of suspension ScoMo does get, because the kid's unhurt.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the under eight soccer coach, Keegan Smith, said Luca was, quote, tough as. Unquote.
It's just a great Australian moment, isn't it? It's a great moment all round.
Yeah. So the government is brought down by a crash tackle of an under eight soccer player in Devonport. What a moment. A couple of days out from the election. Have you seen anything funnier? I haven't. I haven't, not in a long while. It was absolutely fantastic. All right, now let's get to all the sport. Craig Bellamy has signed on for another year at the Melbourne Storm, keeping him at the club as head coach until the end of next season. He was ready to call time until a phone call from Andrew Johns convinced him to stay on. What are the implications here for Cameron Munster? What Would Joey have said, Brandy, you across this one?
Yeah. Well, didn't he just... He spoke to him about his retirement and just about, the fact that Craig Bellamy, he just had a heart-to-heart and said, you know, it's too early. Everything's working. Why would you pull the pin? Anyway, so that was enough to swing Bellamy.
But did Bellamy need that advice at his age? Did Craig Bellamy, like, I can't imagine in his 60s needs that advice, does he? Seriously? It's a chalk and cheese, really. I would have thought between a 60-year-old coaching and, you know, a 30-year-old at the end of his playing career.
Mm. Well, really? You know what? I thought that. When I saw the headlines, I thought, really? And then I read the story, and Craig Bellamy himself quoted as saying, I was thinking the other way until I got a call from Joey Johns a month ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's, you know, well, he said it himself, so maybe he did need someone to actually say it to him.
Yeah, okay.
Would someone from the club not have said that to him?
Well, I would have thought so.
Yeah.
I thought it was
like,
I
Craig,
that,
too
again,
early.
I'm using the word bleeding obvious, but I thought that was pretty obvious thing that would have been said as
anyway.
The counter argument at all times, at all points. And I thought Craig would have probably, in his thinking, would have come across that point of his own volition, I would have thought. It's just an odd one. Now you went on yesterday when we were dealing with a lot of the Canterbury stuff, and we had Dr. James Magnuson, the psychologist in the chair, Bulldog
and a
fan.
Dogs fan, yeah.
Yeah, and well, he's handing out therapy sessions. We had the sad music underneath when he went into his spiels throughout the morning.
Mm.
Mick Potter as interim head coach. This to me is, it's been a shambles the whole week. How does it work that Mick Potter now comes in and you sort of said to the assistant coach, well, no, you're not actually up to being the caretaker coach. Yeah? How's that working as a working environment
now? Would the assistant coaches said, look, I'm, you know, David Ferner, experience, Sandercock, I don't know, I don't think he's had first
over
grade.
Super League,
would they have said, we don't want it? Would they have turned the job down?
I couldn't imagine David Ferner wouldn't want it.
Mm.
To be honest, to me, it's just.
Well, it just continues. You know what? It just continues. If that's how it's happened, and they've overlooked both those men with first grade experience, Mick Potter has got first grade experience.
Yeah,
it was a couple of seasons at the Tigers, wasn't it?
2013, 2014.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't. Yeah, you know, I don't think it's that strange.
Did he get the nod?
You know what?
The Bulldogs because he's played there. Remember that saying?
I forgot that Mick Potter played at the Dogs. He knows.
Ferner hasn't.
He knows the DNA.
Yeah.
The Dogs of War, the family club.
Yeah.
He's got it all. Mick understands that, so that's why they've gone down that line.
Yeah, all right.
You know that's all garbage, don't you? Like,
tomorrow
the whole
night,
lot of it.
We have our tips coming up later on in the morning. But Bulldogs, Tigers, you know, hammered by injuries to the point where Brent Nathan goes from the Bulldogs straight into their side. What do you do? And I'm not asking you to reveal your tip just yet, but
oh,
I need some help on that one from the listeners, I think. Bulldogs, Tigers.
Is that the unmissable moment for the weekend?
Are you going to declare that an unmissable moment?
No, I declared it last week. And what I thought would happen. Out of last week's game, I thought whoever loses as the coach, I was more confident about it happening to the Dogs if they got beaten. But if Adam O'Brien had have lost last week and it was his eighth straight loss, there would have been some fingers pointed at Adam O'Brien. My unmissable moment came true, Andrew. Trent Barrett got the sack after a loss, the loss at Magic Round.
David Riccio is reporting in the Telegraph that Warriors executives are adamant Nathan Brown, is the right man for their club. Ah, damn. Despite rumours circling that he was read the riot act by management over his side's performance. So, yes, folks, Nathan Brown has the full support of the board.
Who do the Warriors play this week? They play the Dragons. The second
half...
Well,
they've been by 40.
The second half, second half last week against South saved... If South had have really... Mm. If they hadn't have taken their foot off and... They led 32-6. If they had a run in 50 points against the Warriors, we might be talking about Nathan Brown.
Hmm.
There's clear... I've just seen the still shot of ScoMo's tackle too.
Yeah.
There was clear contact with the head. Shoulder to head.
Okay, all right. Yeah, shoulder. It was coming across field like a Gumby. The left arm was sort of... down along the side, sort of a Gumby hit. Now, this is an interesting one too. Newcastle signing Millie Boyle and Tamika Upton from Brisbane for the 2022 NRLW season. The Telegraph says Boyle's decision to sign with the Knights could entice her partner Adam Elliott into following her to the Hunter. But do Newcastle want Adam Elliott?
No.
Well, and who says they stay together?
Are they a package deal?
Well, that's what I mean. I've never heard of the like of it. You get her, you get him. You get him, you get her. But they got her first.
Well, maybe she doesn't.
Do they have to have him? I'm just saying it's an interesting little
it thing. Is. Like, yeah. Do we have to take Adam Elliott because we've signed Millie Boyle?
And if you're Newcastle...
That's the question.
Okay, so let's say they were interested in Adam Elliott, but they've got Millie Boyle, so why would they offer him top dollar? Because that, you know, they've already got the other half. Then you'd offer him unders because he might come anyway. Why would you pay him overs?
You'll get him cheap, yes.
That's right. The round kicks off tonight, Knights and Broncos. Anthony Milford on debut. SEN with a commentary tonight. Jimmy Smith, Sean Timmins, Mark Spud Carroll, and, of course, on Fox League as well, and KO Sports. Now, swimming, remarkable story. We need to touch on this one. Cody Simpson, you know, Katie Brown first started talking about Cody last year. See, I've got to say, I can't name a single Cody Simpson song.
Really?
You, Brandy?
No.
Oh, you can?
No, I can't.
So you're, yeah. This is just a little bit of Cody Simpson, if we could play that as a song. Right. Okay, I shed a tear or two on the grind, yeah, and yeah, but girl, ain't no forgetting you, cuz. Every minute, every second, every hour of the day, So, was his first hit with Flo Rida. So he was big. He was big. He was like, he was huge, Cody Simpson. I must have missed that. Must have been in a cave at the time. But anyway, he's now off to the Commonwealth Games and the World Championships, finishing third in the 100 butterfly. Pretty fair effort.
Outstanding effort. He just missed the Olympic team, didn't he? I'm sure that there was chat around Cody Simpson about the Olympics. Didn't make it, but Comm Games. Well done.
Yeah, well,
I didn't know
his mum
swam for Australia.
Yeah, well, there you go. Cody Simpson.
Yes.
Yeah. Shayna Jack also making, completing her comeback. And, of course, you'll have the football desk up and running this morning, the Europa Cup final. Yeah. Your old mates, the Frankfurters and Rangers playing. And last night, Adelaide United, Melbourne City, nil all draw in the first leg of their semi-final. But listeners, go to the phone. ScoMo's in the firing line this morning. Let's have some fun with that. But your tips for the weekend are going to be very interesting as well. 1-300-01-1170, text 0457 736 736 Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.